This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. I have nothing to say to you. The last 2 days have just been watching Motel Makeover. I've spent a lot of time watching Motel Makeover, which I feel like I'm maybe one of 8 people who've done this. Do I recommend it? I don't know. It was an experience. That's my life. What else is happening? Nothing. We've got to get into the podcast. Today is a first for the podcast. We've got 3 full guests. It's almost too much. Let's hope that things remain in control, that I can just do my job professionally. The guests today are wonderful. Brandi Posey, Tess Barker, and Babs Gray. Welcome to I Said No Gifts.
Hello.
Hi, Bridger.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel like
us.
We should all talk in sync.
Yes.
I might just go inside and let the 3 of you talk. This is we're approaching birthday party level amount of people in my backyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a hang.
I'm basically saying 6 people came to my birthday party. you never know. But
there's somebody in the bushes, and there could be somebody here. So we're at 6.
I mean, we talked about this before the podcast. You were talking about, I went into the house to get Bab some water.
Thank you.
I come out and suddenly you're all talking about some sort of drinks and saying hydrated, and I didn't get to know what it was. I want to know.
Well, you offered Diet Sunkist, and I was just like, that sounds delicious, but it doesn't hydrate me. Like,
yeah.
I need something. It's, it's warm. I feel like that's going to be a lot.
Yeah, I do feel that we're at a medical level of heat today.
Yeah.
And I think it then spurred this other conversation, I think, for all of us Bev heads.
Whereas, I'm a Bev head.
We're all, I love to meet another Bev head. And I appreciate, because only a Bev head really upon, a Bev head, I think, is a good host, because a Bev head will offer you a Bev.
Sometimes I forget and I'm ashamed.
Oh, same.
The recording ends and I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing
to, I have to apologize to Annalise because they're the only person left to apologize to. The guest is on their way home parched. So I've gotten better at it. But I do agree, and I called it Diet Sunkist. The official name is Sunkist Zero.
Oh,
excuse me.
Delicious drink, and it's not your fault, it's mine, because I'm the one who called it Diet
that
Sunkist.
That might have changed my choice.
Brandy. Oh, interesting. It kind of does, right?
A little bit. Well, they're different, though, right? I mean, aren't they like scientifically different? Like, it's a different fake
it's
sugar.
It's like a different ingredient or something. Or that's what they want us to believe.
And I know one of them was ruled a real carcinogen recently.
The Diet Coke.
I'm going to push back.
Oh, okay.
Because as someone who drinks a lot of Diet Coke, I had to do my research.
That's what
you have to do with the internet.
You have to
anytime
do your
you see a headline, you got to look into it.
Yes.
And basically, what I read was, for like an adult for it to become a problem, if you weighed like 250 pounds, you would have to drink 18 Diet Cokes a day.
Which some people are getting there.
Probably.
I know.
But how many ounces are we talking about here?
That's like a case and a half a day.
That is a thing where you're like, this is.
There's some moms from the 90s that are doing
every
that.
Every mom in the whole 90s mom.
That's very true.
Yeah,
You're right. I read the article too, and it was like everything else where it's like, actually, just do whatever you want because this is all just clickbait.
You will die and whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, the next thing is like, chocolate's good for you. And you're like, what? No, it's just another thing you eat.
Right.
Yeah. My friend is a food scientist. I asked her about that, the fake sugar and stuff. And she was like, same thing. It's fine. Unless you're doing insanely copious amounts of it, which very few people are.
Like me and a few other people.
Yeah.
And let's get back to 90s moms. I feel like they're all kicking.
Absolutely.
They're all having a great time still.
They've been kicking since Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
The snack walls preserved them.
Knock on wood for 90s moms. We wish them the best and hope they're in good health from the Diet Coke. But I'm glad that they were kind of testing the waters for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Canaries in the cave mine.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
High-waisted jeans.
But Sunkist Zero, I kind of get what you're talking. It kind of tastes like you're drinking a melted popsicle, which is not something that's going to make you feel like you're refreshed.
Well,
or a little treat.
And if I could just offer, as you see, I have two bevvies.
You've got a LaCroix.
I have a LaCroix. It's the, what is this?
Brandy,
the Guava Sao Paulo.
Ooh, fancy.
I walked over to Brandy's house. We live close by, so we rode together. She already had one cracked. I said, hey, can I have one of those? I already had a water bottle.
LaCroix for the road.
LaCroix for the road, because I believe if you just have your base water, you can do a two bevvy. You could have had the Sunkist if you also had a base water.
Oh, interesting.
I agree.
The bevvy is almost like the meal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're now, it's essentially like the dry turkey you're eating. You're like, I need the water now.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
I was just visiting my parents and they're having this whole thing about how, I guess my dad's not drinking enough water, everybody. I'm so sorry to let you all know.
Wait, you have a dad that's not drinking enough water?
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
But, wow.
But like the thing is, he used to. So it's like, what's changed?
Shift in personality?
I don't know. Something's going on. And they were having this whole debate because apparently he doesn't feel great. And I guess he doesn't like to put salt on things. My mom thinks he's not getting enough electrolytes.
Yeah.
And she had cut out an article and put it on their cabinet with just a note that says, we need to eat salt.
That's
I was dying laughing. It was just...
So is he just eating unseasoned food?
I guess he doesn't put salt in stuff when he cooks it, which is like, what? I'm
that's,
yeah.
Oof. You know, I do that on accident sometimes. I'm not anti-salt by any means, but I'm not a huge salter, and sometimes I do forget to salt.
Oh my god, I never forget. Extra.
I'm going overboard.
Yeah, same.
Salty bee over
here. Recipes saying this much salt, I'm doubling it every time. Yeah. And my blood pressure, incredibly low.
Yeah, there you go.
So
I put salt on pizza. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm done.
Well, now we've gone too far.
I've done it. And I had comments.
Who commented, Adam?
Just whoever I was with. No, this was a long time ago. It was that intense. I remember the moment when they like said, what are you doing?
Are you talking about like a shaker or like a large chunk? Like a chunk salt.
A shaker.
Oh, interesting. Like a flake salt.
Yeah, I think like a finishing salt. I would let you have that.
Really? I feel finishing salt you need to be pretty late on the touch with.
Well, that's why a little bit of it on a pizza.
It's big. Yeah.
But you can see it, so you know what's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a sneak attack.
What were the toppings on this pizza?
Salty sneak attack.
It was just a cheese.
Weird.
I'm really embarrassed.
No,
not a great
move. No, good. Like salt is a great. Like
this
our tongues are designed
to reveal embarrassing truths.
Yeah, exactly.
I went through a period in fifth grade. I put lemon pepper on everything I ate
because it was the 90s.
Lemon pepper had a big moment.
Big moment. And where is it now?
Well,
where are they now? Spice edition.
I think the beginning of the end. Me throwing up hash browns with lemon pepper on them.
Oh.
That was my last lemon pepper ride.
Yeah.
Haven't touched it since.
Did you like binge ate hash browns with lemon pepper
yes.
on them?
Yes. Why were my parents allowing that? Put it in the top cupboard when it's hash browns, don't let me have it. It's disgusting. What is lemon pepper?
You know, it's so funny because I was just making a dish the other night that had lemon in it and then I peppered it heavily and I started thinking about lemon pepper and I was like, oh, is this where lemon pepper came from?
This might be its year. It might be time for it to reverse, to be a reverse kale. I don't know.
I think it's a rare instance where, because obviously it's like some kind of lemon that's put into a dried form or whatever,
Hydrated.
Yeah, so it's not often that I'm like, I'm usually squeezing, fresh lemon. I'm not like, let me get this.
Well, the 90s were out about
dried
fresh.
Constituted.
No,
that's true. The 90s were hella powdered as a decade. Yeah.
I mean, berry-flavored lemonades were big. That's when they kind of hit the scene. You're getting your blueberry lemonades from Country Time. I don't know.
Country Time. The moms with the... My mom had Country Time packets in her purse with her Sturtz mints.
Oh.
Yes, I remember the scooping of the Country Time. Yes.
Of course. We had the jugs.
Yes.
The jugs. Mm-hmm. Annalise, do you have any idea what's in lemon pepper?
So it's it's dried lemon zest.
Okay.
Pepper, salt. Sometimes they add a little bit of onion powder, garlic powder.
Oh, interesting.
I gotta get back into this.
Yeah. gotta... I could put that on some pizza. Yeah.
Everyone, look in the back of the spice cabinet.
I think you need to start a line of blend. Oh, I said no guests.
Maybe I do the, what's his name with the dressings?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. Newman. I become the Paul Newman of dried.
Mm-hmm. I said no zest.
I said, there you go.
I like that you're like the guy with the dressings, not the actor.
Not the iconic.
I refuse to acknowledge his work.
No.
Except for on the dressing aisle.
His passion was dressing.
But you know what? I will say, like, good dressings.
Good dressings.
Good dressings.
I mean, yeah. A lot of, you know, we're getting the raspberry vinaigrettes. We're getting a lot of, again, back to the 90s, we're doing some stupid things with flavors.
Yes. The sweet salad.
The sweet salad. I can't
do it.
Okay, you
know what? I would like to stand in defense of the sweet salad.
Okay, back it up.
I feel that it is trashed everywhere I go.
Okay.
I've never actually met anyone else besides myself who enjoys one, and I think it's fucking delicious. Have you actually ever taken a fresh strawberry, some avocado, feta, and pine nuts and tossed it with some spinach? Tell me you don't enjoy that.
Well, what you're describing is not what I was imagining. I was imagining syrup dropped all over my lettuce.
So when it, like,
fruit,
Wendy's.
I could do a good fruit.
Yes.
What about a syrupy clementine that has been...
That
is what I'm thinking. When I make sweet salad, that's the horrible horror show that I'm imagining.
A little, like, orange slug.
A bug is in my salad, and it's been dead in there for weeks, basically. It's disgusting. Yeah, but I like a strawberry. I think people are like, back off.
Yeah. No
strawberry
syrup.
Should be in a lot of salads.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In the summer, it's very refreshing. Also, can I just say, I'm going to throw it out there, peaches. Grill up your peaches and put them in salad.
Never had a grilled peach.
I think your version of a sweet salad is different from what, like, we're thinking, which is like, yours is like reasonable, but we're thinking like when people are like, I'll have a salad, but again, it's drenched in a raspberry vinaigrette.
But make it dessert. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I got to get my
it's
sugar
like,
fixed.
It's country music, but you're only thinking Jason Aldean.
Perfect. That's a perfect description.
I have a pitch. Sweet salad zero.
Sweet salad zero.
It could be dressing like a salad
zero. Yeah, dressing zero.
Paul Newman zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Awful.
Dressing zero. Let's just start putting zero on shit. Yeah,
exactly. It's the new X.
It is weird that zero hasn't migrated from sodas because it feels like that could. Well, I guess it's because drinks are the only thing that can really be zero calorie, right?
Probably.
Yeah, that's true. That surprises me, though. They haven't figured out a way to make other shit.
Yeah, like lean cuisine zero. Right. Already better.
What's happening there?
Yeah. Cuisine pocket zero? Wait, hot zero?
Yeah.
Hot zero.
Yeah, you don't want a solid that's zero.
No.
Liquid, that's fine. I'll take a gas.
Yes.
But when I'm chewing on something that I know is nothing...
We have to draw the line somewhere.
Yes, I guess celery.
Yeah,
celery
zero.
Celery zero. If you like build foods out of entirely celery. Yeah. I don't know. Someone's probably trying it. You gotta try.
It is kind of shocking that we don't have that yet. Like, are we at the point? I guess we're gonna be 3D printing food soon, and it's like, will we be able to choose the caloric value of them?
Interesting.
You know?
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a food scientist. And I don't know. I was trying to begin answering the question.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't feel like we even got favorite beverages. We've just been... No. When I got here, I feel like there was a specific other beverage that was...
I had brought up Lipton's Brisk Iced Tea as you had walked out because I've been seeing it in the grocery stores recently
making
for the
comeback?
First time in 20 years.
Ooh.
But I've seen it in a comedy show fridge and at two different grocery stores.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening.
People same graphic design?
Yeah, same graphic design. The can, bright yellow, blue, white, just real like zigzags all over.
Trying to cash in on some nostalgia or hoping that that comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, it's like the millennials are very depressed.
They know we're going through it.
It was after all those fake sugar articles that were like, let's get out there.
Yeah.
I know the 90s moms are looking for something else.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever had a canned Lipton. It seems so unbelievably unappealing to me.
Large part of my childhood.
Oh my God. It's got to be ice freezing cold.
Right.
And I'm pro real sugar. I like real sugar and everything. And this is just like a nice hard dose of real sugar. So it's just ice cold real sugar with a vague tea flavor.
Oh, I'm not behind that at all. I can't do a sweet tea.
Okay, it's definitely sweet tea.
It's a sweet tea.
Okay. I need a just... it's the weeds and the herbs and the water.
That's what I prefer to. Yeah, that is definitely preferable and much more high quality. But if you want to get a little dirty.
How are you all taking your coffee?
Black and hot.
Okay, hot. Yeah. Black and cold here.
Iced with as much creamer as it can stand.
More milk. Yes. You're taking milk with a little coffee.
Yeah, sure. I like a little cinnamon on it, too. I like coffee to not taste like coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... I would say, like, I like it about the color of this table, so.
Oh, this is a decent, it's not, at least it's not khaki.
Yeah.
When it gets the khaki color, just order anything else.
Right.
Please.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm between
this and a khaki is like where I live.
So kind of a, I don't know, my browns or oranges.
First day on the beach, tan.
Are we all drip people?
Oh, drip?
I'll do whatever.
Am I the only drip person?
Or what do you mean?
Some bullshit. Like when you go to a coffee place, do you get a regular coffee or do you get some bullshit?
I get a latte. I'll get a regular coffee or I'll get a latte. Yeah.
I think there should be a line for the people who just want a cup of coffee.
Just a drip.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's kind of how I feel with cold brew.
Yeah. Totally. I would
it's
let
like
you in
a,
that line
you know,
100%.
Just pouring a liquid into a drink,
yes.
Drink and getting you out of there.
Yes.
But when we start imagining other things to be put in there, why am I waiting behind you?
Exactly.
We're ordering different products.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got a big old cold brew and then it lasts me 4 days.
Four days?
It goes in and out of the fridge.
Wait, how
big is it? I
finished
one this morning from earlier this week.
Is it from Starbucks, like their biggest thing?
Yeah, that or like whatever. There's a great place in Alhambra, Aloha Food Factory, for those around, Hawaiian place. They give you a large cold brew and it comes in a big gulp cup.
Oh.
And it's phenomenal because it's a mix of Kona coffee and then that like a Latino coffee that has like a little bit of brown sugar and cinnamon in it.
It's, that sounds incredible.
Really
it's the best coffee I've ever had.
Aloha Food Factory? I can almost drink it black. Okay, sure. Because it's got a little bit of the sweetness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And cold brew is more mellow, rounder taste, I would say. Yeah. It's not harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Acidicness is not
right
there.
Right.
I mean, we're talking. Tess is like a coffee, like pot
addict?
In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
oh, pot in the morning.
Like a whole pot in
I
the morning.
Say, I have to restrain myself to save the last cup for my husband because I often get up before him too. It's like my favorite time is my little manic coffee time in the morning. I love, like.
It feels good.
It feels great. And like, I just love waking up early and drinking nearly a pot of coffee. I love like reading and just drinking too much coffee.
And then just being in a rage by the time he wakes up.
Yeah.
Anxiety, freaking out.
Exactly.
Everything's over by 8 a.m.
Exactly. Yeah.
We did it.
It's good to get that out early in the day.
Exactly. It is. It's nice.
Yeah.
You can get in some weird shit before anyone else wakes up.
We did a 24-hour live stream recently where we were doing energy drink flights and Tess still managed to get a pot of coffee in between
two pots
in between. Yeah.
You were awake for a full 24 hours?
Yeah.
How does the body feel at the end of this?
Surprisingly better than I thought.
Yeah. But it was, honestly, the energy drink saved us. Like every few hours we would do little shots of like different ones.
Okay.
That we bought like 30 of them or something. Yeah. And,
there's a place called Get Yoked in North Hollywood.
Get Yoked.
Yeah, it has a vast selection of energy drinks.
I remember after the first round, especially being funny, because it was like only a few hours in, and we ended up in my front yard, and I was just raking like behind. So I just like needed something to do.
You did get to raking pretty early.
Yes. I was like, I need to move my body. We just like.
Were there leaves? What
there
was that
yes,
there?
There were a few.
Okay.
There were. Yeah, but it was like abrupt. It was abrupt, I would say.
Yeah. I think raking at any time is a little worrisome. It's like, just let them lay there. Who cares? They'll eventually go into the earth.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've all been awake before?
Oh, gosh. Probably like close to 48 hours.
Under what circumstances?
Always like writing things or like working on them. I can get into like a fugue state where I'll just like, just want to like really go nuts and just.
Right.
If I can get, I actually really like getting weird and just like staying up. If I can like isolate myself from society.
Right.
Yeah. I guess it must be around 30 hours or something. I haven't really purposely stayed up all night. Besides that, and maybe a few other times.
Close to 48, because I remember in college, I was a film major, and I had to edit my, like, rough senior project, like, over a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I'd ever really had an energy drink. And there used to be a thing at 7-Eleven called a Buku.
Oh.
It discontinued, and it came in the size of a venti coffee.
Okay, sure.
Blue raspberry.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And I... was awake for 2 days straight
from the Buku.
And then I remember looking back at my thing that I've been editing for 2 days, and everything was like cut a little bit too fast. Because I've just been real, real wired for 2 days. And I slept for 24 hours afterwards. It was rough.
Yeah, but you say cut a little bit too fast, but for a student film, I'm sure it was just right.
Oh, no, yeah. You so want true. As fast as possible.
Yeah. Looking back now, it's like that's long the pace.
Get in there with as many cuts. Just drop footage. Who cares?
I did that in college. I pulled an all-nighter editing an 8mm project. Oh, I took a class where you had to shoot and edit an 8mm, and you literally had to physically tape.
Your hands are shaking.
Literally, yeah. And you use a fucking grease pencil to make your edits. Oh, I pull an all-nighter. I'm so proud of this thing that I've like made with my hands. Get to school to screen it before class. I have taped the whole fucking thing backwards and upside down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now it becomes an art.
Now you get a great grade.
Yeah,
it's well, a commentary.
What I did actually, I put an empty film spool in the stack with the other students' work, and I told my friend, I said, tell the teacher that I've gotten violently ill, but I left my film if he wants to screen it, knowing that he would say, it's okay, you can just do it when you come back. Oh. Went home, recut it, came back the next
So smart.
That's a Tess Barker
so
hack.
Smart. What a great excuse in the moment.
Thank you, especially on no sleep.
I've got to get better at excuses.
Do you?
So bad.
You're
I say
not
yes.
Good at them?
Everything.
Oh.
Just say all I have to say is I have plans.
Yes.
That's literally all
That's
you
all
have
you
to
need.
Say.
Yeah.
Do you say yes and then back out or you go through
No,
with
I
it?
Go through with it. And it's a giant obligation and it's just agony and
Is it always agony?
Almost every time. I mean, there's the occasional fun surprise. It's like, oh, I should have given that person one more chance. Why?
Yeah,
we had such a good time together.
Yeah.
But how often does that really happen?
Right.
Most people are.
Everyone
in my life is horrible. Let's just be honest. I'm just putting it out there. If they're listening, not my problem. But excuses, I've got to. Maybe I should practice excuses. Go through some drills.
You want to practice right now?
Yeah. Each of you.
Bridger, after this, I'm going to go see Oppenheimer. Do you want to come with me?
I'm so sorry. I have lunch plans.
Boom.
There we go.
That was great.
That felt real.
I feel like lunch plans covers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, this weekend I actually am having a family reunion in Long Beach and my boyfriend can't make it and I do have a plus one for my family reunion. Could you come with me?
It's like three days. What can I bring?
No.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem. But I'll try.
See, I have a friend is getting rid of their mattress and I... They're going to give it to me. It doesn't fit in my vehicle, but it would fit in yours. Could you help me on Saturday morning get a new mattress?
I'm going to help you. In that situation, I would help you.
It's in Long Beach.
There's that one, actually, that felt like a job, so I would have to help.
Oh, okay.
I see.
For
I
me, help with the job. Oh,
I would help with the job.
Can I buy you lunch afterwards as payment?
Yes, and if you don't, see, this is where things get bad. If you don't, the rest of my life, I will think about that every day.
Totally. I know every exactly day. What that's
yeah. like. Yes. Mm-hmm. How tacky of Brandy. I did a big favor.
Well, and like rightfully so, honestly.
Yeah, buy me a lunch. Yes. It's not too expensive.
Buy some lunch. And you know, I had a job once where at like, you know, the 3 p.m. slump where everyone got tired, they only bought like the top people Starbucks. And it pissed me off bad. And I always have that in my brain. Like whenever I have my own fucking empire, everyone's getting Starbucks.
Yes.
Of course. But then you get to it and then you become a villain.
It's true.
You become
because
Ellen.
If you have an empire.
Right, right. Suddenly you're pinching pennies. No, I really think that you can avoid doing that. There are people at the top who are still nice.
Yeah.
There are not as many of them, but there are some people who manage to pull it off.
Well, and I just like, even if you're a dick, coffee is a small enough expense that you can still be a dick and pay the coffee.
Of course.
Yes. It's an easy win.
It's so easy.
It buys you enough goodwill
to
continue
being a dick. You can cover up a lot of atrocities with some Starbucks.
Yeah, you got to put gas in the tank so you can continue being horrible.
I used to have a job in an automotive marketing social media job, and on Fridays, it sounds awful, right?
No, I'm on board with this.
And on Fridays at 3 o'clock, you could go into the break room and everyone got one microbrew and a bag of chips. You had to drink it and eat it with everybody else.
What?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
And I'd be like, what if I just left at 3 o'clock instead?
Yeah, why don't you just let us go home?
We could just be done for the day.
You know, my time is way more valuable than a bag of chips.
What is it about a bag of chips that feels so insulting?
It feels like emergency situation. Like there was an earthquake or something. They're like, we've got chips. Like, open the van. We've got chips for everybody. It's not like, oh, what a cool treat.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
It's, again, it's just a thing that should be available, not like a Friday at 3 p.m. Yeah.
I know you guys are contract. We don't have health care, but we do have Razor scooters and chips on Friday.
It's like, I just feel like if they had just gone to Pottery Barn and dumped a bunch of chips in a cute bowl, it would be less shitty.
Yes. Right.
Have a fucking cool guacamole and I won't be as pissed off.
Exactly.
I actually will do a lot of degrading shit for good snacks.
Yes.
Well, I'll say with a bag of chips, that's something that can be thrown at me. Yeah. So I think that's the problem. Yes. If you can't throw it at me.
Yeah.
I feel a little more respected.
Not a seal in a zoo.
I shouldn't be able to catch it.
No, yes.
Maybe that's the thing. I don't know. Speaking of rude behavior, I was really excited to have the three of you here. You know, I thought it might be a little overwhelming. I've never had three guests, but I love these people. We'll have a nice time, chat about whatever we want, move on with our days, continue to respect each other as colleagues. So I was a little surprised. The podcast is called I Said No Gifts. Annalise shows up. We're chatting, having a lovely time. And I'm prepared for the day. I'm hydrated, whatever. And then suddenly the three of you roar in holding what are clearly gifts.
Yes.
Two gifts.
We
should have brought three because there's three of us. Yeah.
But I would counter that there are three of us. We only brought two gifts. So did we even bring a gift at all?
Interesting. Oh. Interesting way to get around how tacky it is. I find it extremely distasteful in a lot of ways, but you're here on the podcast.
Yes.
Should I open them here?
I think that'd be great.
I think so. Yeah. I think we'd like to see you open them. Yeah. That's okay.
I mean, I've just assumed they're for me.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Sorry, Annalise.
We do
they could have been for you.
Gifts weekly, but we usually do them.
No, these we specially got for you. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there are two, and they're nicely wrapped, let's be
honest.
Which
one do you like better?
Don't make me choose.
I think you should do this one first, but what do you guys say? Or this one?
One, for the listener, one is in kind of a citrus package, very cute wrapping. The other's in more of a, I would say it's like an abstract
art deco pink bag.
Dollar Tree couture.
Dollar Tree?
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Dollar Tree, I mean, it's probably ruining the planet, but they've got great gift wrap.
Yes.
Excellent gift wrap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You shouldn't pay more than $1 for gift wrap.
I don't know. Maybe like, this one.
You know what? You should open that, but I just had an idea I would like to share.
Let's hear it.
You know those like cute little mini libraries that are everywhere?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Can we have those for gift wrap?
Smart. Oh, because we have so much garbage under our cabinets and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I'm just going to start stuffing them into those libraries.
If you could pull over and there was like
a
bag you could put your gift in.
Exactly. Perfect. You need a quick bag. The person receiving the gift doesn't care much for it. You don't care much for it. We just need a quick bag. Exactly. Throw your bag in the box.
Wow. You're describing my home. I have so many bags at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be the kind of the pioneer in this field.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
It's good going out front.
We'll think about it. We'll think about stuffing garbage elsewhere. The police are pulling through. Turn it down.
Too good of an idea. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Okay. So what do you think? The citrus or the bag?
I think of this one first, actually, because we might want to do something with this one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting. Idea. Okay. Story is developing. Okay, I'm lifting up this white bag here. I'm reaching
this
in.
One you can only get from us.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very curious. Tissue?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very cute bag. Tissue. Yeah, this needs to be reused. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Very classy. Ooh, tearing a tissue.
I've never seen someone open a gift like this.
He's a professional.
Tearing the sheet the tissue out one by one.
Keeping the bag above eye level.
The amount of tissue. Destroying car stereos. Okay, I'm getting it. I'm pulling it out.
Okay.
I'm
going to
close my eyes. I want a full visual experience.
Okay.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Thank
it's
you.
A framed triple picture Says, live well, laugh often, love much. This is a nice twist on the traditional. And then it's the three of you posing with what appears to be some sort of butterfly trap. Mm-hmm. Is it a butterfly trap, butterfly lantern?
Yeah.
Yes, butterfly lantern,
bulb,
I believe. Yeah.
Globe.
I love this. That's when so were rad. These pictures taken?
A few years ago.
It's pretty, yeah,
3 or 4 years. It's prior to COVID.
Yeah. 2019, 2018. Yeah.
Better times.
Yeah. Yes.
And the format is JC. This is a JC Penney photo shoot.
You went to JC Penney. You went to Penney.
Highly recommend it. Highly recommend.
So much
to get
fun.
The coupons.
I want to hear about this experience because I haven't been in a Penney's photo studio in since probably 1997. So, what was the full experience like?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you remember, but that sort of like community theater role they have of the various backdrops
right.
where you can choose in, it's not something they do in Photoshop or Keyin. You still do manually choose your swatch.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah. So that gets pulled down.
I love that.
There is a sort of like fairly sad and paltry like area with sort of props, which as you may guess is where we got the butterfly globe.
Oh, okay, sure.
They I think are mostly for like baby or newborn pictures, but mm-hmm. they'll let anyone use them.
And did they I've got so many questions. First of all, the backdrops. Do you remember any of the options?
There was a wood panel one.
Yes. Okay.
I remember that because we used some of those. I think like clouds, you know, just kind of like generic and then different colors.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Right. The laser background of our youth is gone.
And yeah.
That was not there.
Sure.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm remembering this like a mandala thing, but I feel like there's like an autumnal sort of like gazebo situation.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love a gazebo.
Yeah, where you can like seem like you're transported to another place.
Yes.
And you just went with a nice robin's egg blue.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
we love. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that I have that question. My next is the photographer. This person, were they a photographer?
That's a great question.
Well, I've actually looked into it because I was like, how do you get this job?
Right.
What is this situation? Mm-hmm. And you go to a JCPenney photography school to shoot this stuff specifically.
No way.
So whether you were a photographer outside of JCPenney's or not, you are trained for that for their
the
studios.
Do you think more training than like police or less? Like how intensive?
It's a coin toss.
It's yeah, that's very coin toss.
Wait, but truly, how much time?
I think it's like a week or two of like an intensive to like learn, and then you have like you study under someone at one of these
you
places.
You study under someone?
Yeah, you're an assistant photographer to learn the trade in a studio.
We didn't have an apprentice in our sesh, so no. We had a fully vetted.
Well, I don't know how many people are training.
Do they share the same building as Olive Garden, the one in Italy? You like, go there for your classes.
I hope so.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I mean, I feel like my memory of her is that she was kind of great.
Yeah, she was into it.
She was kind of down to clown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And when you show, did you have to make an appointment?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Must make an appointment. Also,
Groupon.
I think one also searched Reddit for the best option. Just went into the conversations looking for the best, cheapest way to do it.
Right. How much did they charge you?
It was only like $30 or something.
Yeah. What a bargain.
Very good pictures. Like we use them a lot.
Yeah, great photos.
I think we changed. Did we change looks? No, we had the same look, but they let us change backgrounds and different things a bunch.
Yeah, and the format. So this is like a three picture with the live, laugh, love on it.
Right.
These were a series of photos they called the enhanced version.
Oh, of course.
So there was black and white color, and then
sepia.
She disappeared for a while, and she came back. She's like, "Would you like to see the enhanced options?"
Yeah, we had to wait around.
Yeah, and then she showed us these, and we were like, "Well,
yeah, we want
bring
to
it down.
Yeah.
Need it."
That's so funny that they have a trainee school for it, because I guess I understand a little bit, but I feel like mostly this job is just like, how do you deal with human beings?
Yeah.
And there's only one way to do that, which is just do the job.
I do feel any of us, I dare say, could do it.
Yeah. Do they have the big light square thing?
Yeah. So everyone's going to look great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I kind of just assumed at this point they were just like, go buy the cheapest digital camera you can and have the person in pants take the pictures, you know?
More craft to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to do it. I would love to do this.
You should.
I'm going to get some beautiful photos.
Yeah. And I mean, and also this is a gift from us because we're all aunts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And
I want to,
this feels like
going.
A very aunt
it
gift.
Does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys, I have quite a few aunts and my mom and her sisters would all get glamour shots taken. And then like, I feel like they were gifted to it. I just feel like we're always getting other people's glamour shots.
Absolutely.
You know, I've never done that with my sister to our nieces, but that would be
God,
a hilarious clown. And they would make so much fun of us.
Oh,
and
be so
it would
good.
Be a lot of fun for everyone.
It's so funny to send, I mean, We're very fun. To give somebody a picture of yourself, it's just like, it's a very interesting.
It's wild.
Yeah. Here, look at me every day.
So an aunt you
see that multiple times?
Yeah.
With your mom. But I like love that they had like adult sister photo
shoots. It's cute.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely. Yeah. I mean, I do want to talk to you three as aunts about this because I have very strong opinion about this. And I was probably guilty at some point of like, aunts are funny.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I have, maybe on this podcast, called for a complete ceasefire on ants.
Really?
Ants are incredible.
Yeah.
Oh. They're so great.
Oh, yeah. Great.
They're maybe the best type of family member.
Oh, we think so.
I think so.
As we've all leaned into becoming ants, we're like, oh, this is the best.
It's lovely.
You can do weird stuff. You can kind of just be your own aunt, you know?
Yeah.
Can show up and just be like, here, let me blow your mind a little bit, kids. See you later.
I mean, not unlike drag. I mean, you come in, you do a performance, you have a character, a point of view. You've got to be funny. You've got to do dress up.
Yep.
You've got to dance. There's no rules. Yeah, I mean, my aunt, I would say, like, I'm an 11 out of 10 aunt. Like, I do dance videos with my nieces.
Oh, I love this. Yes.
I've made flower crowns. We've made homemade pasta. Oh,
what an aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw my niece and nephew this last weekend, and my nephew went away to, like, summer camp. So I was like, well, let's make a video for him. And we did a parody of Backstreet's Back to, like, Logan's Back, basically.
Perfect.
So we wrote a parody song together. And now I have to edit the video together. But yeah, you just get to, like, indulge.
I mean, Brandy has no specific examples. Terrible aunt over here.
I've actually been waiting my turn in conversation.
In the wings.
My two nieces are 4 and then 3 weeks old, basically.
Okay. Oh, right,
baby. And I send them postcards from around the country as I'm on tour. And she has a little box. So then she looks at the pictures, and when she can read, she gets to read about all my adventures around the country.
Romantic and mysterious.
Yes.
See, aunts, I think, can have all these layers, whereas uncles, it's just kind of a shitty job. There's like one thing you get to do is be goofy or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no...
But I have a very close relationship with my gay uncle.
Okay, I mean,
like,
you're talking to one here.
A gay uncle is like a pretty, if not at the level of aunt, could be even above at times.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't dare.
You're not bringing it?
I wouldn't dare.
I mean, you might
I think
need to
I'm a pretty
it.
Good uncle.
Are you? Okay, how old are your nieces or nephews?
See, now we're...
You probably got...
I mean, I've got a Mormon family, so
there's a lot.
3 nieces. One's 7.
Okay.
One is 3. One is a baby.
Okay.
Born in earlier this year. Then I've got 5 nephews. Teenagers to babies.
Okay.
I think I'm a pretty good uncle, especially to 3 nieces. They're really
easy. I was going to say, you might need to narrow it down to certain.
You got
to.
You do kind of have to start making.
Favorite.
You got to make choices.
Yeah. Zero in.
Part uncle of Mormonism is just that you're surrounded by so many family members. You got to sort of move the spotlight around,
right,
you know,
right.
Which makes you feel a little guilty.
Find your niche. No, I have a giant Catholic family. So same.
Oh,
perfect. But the dynamics, I think, it's kind of fun, too, because it's kind of like you kind of move tables.
Right. Pit them against each other.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Who wants my love?
Yeah.
This kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
I have to put this tissue away. Now
the
like,
tissue's all over
it's
the
just
ground. I've created a huge mess on the floor.
Apologies.
But
again.
No, I just feel like ants, as far as I'm concerned, top of the heap.
Yeah.
How many aunts do you have?
I have, then we get back into Mormonism.
Yeah.
On my mom's side, I have 3 aunts, A pluses. My dad's side, a lot more aunts. I can't even begin to say because he had a pretty big family.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has, I think it was like a family of 9.
Okay.
So but I would say, I don't even want to say. Yeah. Great aunts. A lot of good aunts on that side.
A lot of good aunts. And that's the thing.
4-ish.
We come in hordes.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot.
They're all good. No complaints about the aunts.
That's the thing.
And uncles are all over the map.
Yeah, there's a lot more deviation in the uncle category.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more chances for it to go wild.
Uh-huh. Or to go, let's just say bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
You always have some rotten eggs.
Yes.
They don't care. Some don't care. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Aunts always care.
That's the thing.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They understand the role. Uncles just... Also, uncles haven't had a strong uncle figure, I think.
Exactly. Interesting.
You know, to really build
absentee
like
uncles. Fascinating.
If we could stop and like... You could be the beginning of the
Maybe.
Good uncles.
Okay.
If you take up the mantle.
I don't want to be the face of uncles, though.
That's the problem. You know what? I wonder if it's just the word.
Uncle. It's not fun to say.
It's not
ugly.
Really. I guess it is. It just doesn't sound like
it's too close to ankle.
Yeah,
interesting.
It does sound like a joint.
Yeah.
Yes. Whereas aunt has 2 different pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not classy enough for an aunt.
No.
I love it when someone drops an aunt, though.
Wish I could have an aunt. One single aunt. That's all I ask for.
Yeah.
I'm all aunts.
I love the idea of being the sister in a bunch of aunts that is like, I'm aunt.
Oh, yeah. Choose your own.
So.
Wow. I didn't think that you made the distinction. I feel like the person calling you that, but now I like being like,
yeah. Excuse me.
It's this.
Yeah.
Speak to me like an aunt.
Don't you see my various shawls? I'm an aunt.
Now, I understand that this is obviously an extremely prized gift.
Yes. Of course.
And I'm curious, like, you've gotten so many different kinds of gifts. Where does a gift like this end up? Where do some of your gifts go?
Which bathroom will it be?
At this point, I have a little back office, which on this podcast, the listener was subjected to about 6 months of episodes of me talking about it being full of water, which was a real trial for my life earlier this year. But when that office is dry and not destroyed, which it currently is, this is where pieces of art like this go. We've got shelves. I've got to hang some of this at some point. I've got the bathroom. So it won't go in the main house, let's be honest. It's not going in the bedroom.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to go anywhere.
This will be displayed. Worst things have been displayed.
Really? I love that. Thank you. Worst things have been displayed.
It's a nice thing. Yeah. Look at this. It's it's charming. It's a reminder of pennies, which we all love.
Absolutely.
And I have no complaints about it. One more question. We can close the door on ants. Do you say Aunt Blank or do you just call them by their first name?
Aunt Blank.
Aunt Blank.
Aunt Blank.
I still call them Aunt Blank.
Yeah.
What a distance you have from your aunts.
Yeah. You think?
First name basis for me.
First name.
First name. When speaking about them to other people, maybe using the word aunt. But when I see them.
Oh.
Hi, Rosemary.
Oh, I guess if I see them, yeah. Like, I'm good thinking of my Aunt Connie. I guess I wouldn't call her Aunt Connie to her face, but.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
For me, it's like I mean it in like an endearing way, but I always call them like Uncle Bobby, Aunt Terry, Aunt Dee.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Because I like my nieces all call me Auntie T.
Oh, that's cute.
And yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they call me Aunt Barb. But. Yeah.
So, like, I think it's cute.
Aunt I think Brand. It's very cute. No complaints, but I've just, like, for whatever reason, my family's decided to drop the title.
At a certain age, you drop it?
That's a good question. I don't have any specific memory of using the title.
Okay.
Mm. It's all first names for me. But maybe there was a point when I was going aunt, uncle, this kind of
thing. I think my Aunt Linda would be upset if I stopped calling her Aunt Linda. Well, if I just dropped a Linda on her, she'd be like...
The disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am your aunt. Till the day I die.
I have done nothing to become this position in your life. Yeah. Give me my title.
I think what's so great about being an aunt is everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you put in no work to have this privilege.
Exactly.
And it's a very like sort of privileged position to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have no responsibility. Mm-hmm. You've done no work. You get a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And no one ever is like, it takes a lot to be a bad aunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to be kind of an aggressor.
Even when you're bad, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like there was one Christmas where it was when my oldest niece was like, she was a toddler still, so like wasn't fully like, you know, toddler kind of language talking. And uh-huh. I got like a little bit too drunk at Christmas. And my niece was the only one that could understand me. And we were just toddler talking to each other on the carpet. Oh. And my whole family was like taking pictures of us and laughing at us. And it's like, yeah, I was a bad aunt, but I was a good aunt that night.
Yeah. And that's aunt privilege. An uncle could not do that.
Right, like you actively have to work to be a bad aunt, I think. You obviously could be an aunt who's like not there or something.
Right.
But that's like not necessarily a negative connotation. It's not like a parent member or something. It's just like, okay, well, they're not there. They're not going to go out of their way to be shitty, probably.
I think the older pinching cheek aunt is the stereotypical bad aunt. But I think we have seen that stereotype enough or lived through it.
Yes.
That we're like, never again. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
I love that. It
also,
is our generation.
It's come back to charming.
Yes.
It's now kind of retro to be that sort of aunt.
Cheek pinching?
Yeah, cheek pinching. I mean, you're doing a bit. You're, you know, that's a real.
You're not going full pinch. Yeah. You're just doing a little like fake pinch.
Exactly.
Stage pinch.
Yes.
Yeah.
But maybe they're phonies. Maybe if you're doing that, you're a phony aunt.
Mm. I think uncles have it. Aunts don't have as much as like the parlor tricks.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Like, I think that's real uncle territory.
Oh.
Like the moving thumb and stuff.
The moving thumb, the coin behind your ear, and you can get a little more creative from there. But I do think that's sort of like the purview
that's
of uncles.
Cheap garbage. That's just in a way to avoid an emotional connection.
Exactly. It's all
no,
for
thank
show.
You. That's not the uncle I strive to be. I'm not bringing tricks. And I watch next time, I'll probably have like a card game to show them or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've really done a dive into ants that this podcast needed, that everyone needed to hear.
Thank you.
So I just had one more thing say about J. Crew being an ant. I just need, does everyone, Penny? No.
J. Crew.
Who's I'm sorry, J. Crew,
Penny. J.C. Penny. My brain is short-circuiting because I needed to tell you guys that there is still one Mervyn's open in America.
Whoa. Oh, yes. I mean, this is, you're opening Aunt a door news. Here. I'm Bridger, you're opening a door.
Bridger's eyes just went huge.
Where?
I believe it's in Arizona, but I saw a news story on Amazon Prime Day where they like cut to the one Mervyn's that was open. I was in Costa Rica with my in-laws. It was like BBC News was running a story about Amazon Prime Day, which would not normally be on my radar. And then they cut to the one Mervyn's that's open in America for their take on Amazon Prime Day. And I was like, there's still a fucking Mervyn's?
Tess, I'll tell you, my S Corp is called Mervyn's. Because I was under the impression they were all gone. This is now, I have a competitor.
You do.
And they have an upper hand because they have a department store.
I just had to let you guys know.
Annalise, get digging here because I'm, my heart's pounding.
Okay, sorry. Is there like a tire on factory on fire?
There is burning rubber.
I was just
smelling.
We're smelling collective stroke.
No, wait, there was also sirens at the same time.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
I did go running when there was a tsunami warning.
I think it's Big Mervyn's coming to be like, don't talk about us too much.
But wait, does that not smell like asphalt?
I guess it was just very sudden.
Yeah.
So I was surprised. Sorry.
No, it was shocking. Too.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you are in the pocket of Mervyn's or something. You're trying to get us off the path. But I'm like a Mr. dog with a bone. Dog with a bone here, Mervyn's.
In the pocket of Mervyn's.
Oh,
please.
It's a good pocket. Okay.
But you all know Mervyn's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you run into people in LA that like grew up without Mervyn's and they're always like, I don't know what you're talking. I'll tell them like, who cares that your company's called Mervyn's? But when you meet somebody who did back to school shopping at Mervyn's, immediate connection.
I mean, there's nothing more back to school shopping than
nothing.
Mervyn's.
Nothing. Those low ceilings.
Oh, that light. I mean, and then maybe, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they sold like Jansport backpacks there. So
I'm sure. I got mine at the factory outlet, but yes, of course.
Yeah. But shoes, socks, underwear, everything for the school year.
Everything. You could walk out of there with the whole gamut. And it was not a fun experience.
No. Because your mom was always pissed. Your mom, as much as your mom loved Mervyn's, she fucking didn't want to be there with you.
No one wanted to be at Mervyn's.
I don't remember the difference. Like, I remember it, but I don't remember the difference of it between it and the other places.
Okay, so it's
was
like...
Was it just like a Kmart, like just a discount? Like what?
Would you say it was between JCPenney? I would say one step below JCPenney.
It's
not at the mall usually.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Often a freestanding building.
Definitely. And like I would say kind of ushered in the era of like shopping centers that were built around one kind of weird store.
Right. The little strip malls that pop up around the department store.
Yeah. How does it relate to a Kohl's?
Very similar. I would say like because it's a freestanding thing.
I see. And you could like buy perfume there.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Jewelry.
Yes.
I've got it all.
Yes. And like I feel like a really good selection of ladies like comfy high heels at a very reasonable price.
That makes sense. Nice. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was not like the store that you were thrilled to be back to school shopping. You were like, couldn't we go to Babs, like ZCMI? That's a Utah.
Oh, yeah. Fancy mall.
Dillard's. What are the other department stores?
Did you guys have Montgomery Awards?
Ooh, that sounds classy.
No,
it was not classy.
Okay.
But, I mean, just a real great... I always loved the name because I just love the idea of a man being named Montgomery.
I know, of course.
Such a good first name.
So classy.
Yeah.
And there's like Robinson's.
Oh, that's another... That's classy, right?
That Robinson's is classy. There was Broadway. There was Bullock's.
Lord
and Taylor is very fancy.
I remember seeing a Lord and Taylor in Annapolis for the first time, and just from the font, I was like, it's not for me.
Keep driving.
I've never been inside of a Lord and Taylor.
You guys live next to a dying Macy's.
Yes. Macy's.
Yeah, like a star collapsing on itself.
You go into a Macy's now, you're the...
It is sad.
You are the only person in the store, and I'm saying there are no employees. It's you.
It's you. No, it's a like ghost honor town. System. Like, leave some money in a bucket or something.
You can see we're having a hard time.
It's a weird feeling because I've been in a few of those stores where it's obviously like things are not going well, and so they have less stuff on the floor, so the aisles are all getting wider and wider, and it's just very creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, you go to the one in Eagle Rock, and
that's the one. It's on its way out.
They have. I mean, you are in probably 1998 when you're in that store. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely nothing has changed.
Mm-mm.
And I love it.
Yeah, me too. Because the prices haven't changed either. I mean, if it almost is like thrift store shopping, where it's like if you are in the mood,
right,
to ruffle around some shit, yeah, you can.
In the dark.
I have to say, I found, because I'm really into cooking. I found this all clad set of like really beautiful stainless steel cookware that was like a skillet, one of those big like Dutch oven things, and like another pot, 3-piece set. It was like 75% off of stainless steel all clad.
Because no one thinks about going there for that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was a period when you're like, oh, I've got the wedding registry at Macy's, we'll go buy it. But now people are like, I don't know even know if there's anything in there anymore.
No.
No, Macy's, I think the goal is bankruptcy.
Yeah, they're just trying to torpedo it.
Yeah,
hand it over to Elon.
Yeah, get rid of the product and just run it into the ground.
Right. Well, we're all going to miss it when it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But we're contributing to the problem. I don't know what to say. We've got to open the next gift.
Please.
We do.
I mean, we've hit on topics that I just love to chat about, which is, okay, we're opening here the citrus. Ooh, I'd love to... Well wrapped. I mean,
great job, Babs. Yeah. Babs wrapped this one. And actually, really pretty paper.
Thank you. Yeah. Gorgeous paper. Can I say just enough tape? You did a great job taping, but not too much.
It has a nice snap when you're
over.
Yeah.
How did you get good at wrapping presents?
Oh. I don't know. I like doing it.
Jelly Belly Bean Boozled.
Are you excited? How do you feel?
Well, we have to open them, of course.
Yeah, right?
Because this, I've never tried this product, but I know immediately what it is. There's got to be something disgusting in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's like the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
We've got a different flavor. And okay, so let's, how do we even talk about this? How do we talk about Jelly Belly? As someone who's been to the Jelly Belly factory.
Where is it?
It's outside of San Francisco.
Okay.
Not where I would think it'd be.
Me either.
I had an incredible time. Yeah.
No.
Incredible time there. Got to try so many Jelly Bellies. Got a free hat. No complaints.
Did you get to try some like off the market flavors?
I feel like they had like maybe discontinued flavors. Ooh. Or something.
Oh,
like
that's very fun.
You went in there. I'm sure now COVID has probably destroyed any of this.
Yeah.
Although their connection to Ronald Reagan makes me wonder. I don't know.
They are so connected. The only
Jelly Belly is?
The only presidential library I've ever been to is the Reagan Library, because I'm from around here. Uh-huh. And the only memory I have of it is just being inundated with Jelly Bellies, because he was losing his mind while in office. And the only thing that he cared about was jelly beans. So I'm dead serious. He put jelly bean dispensers throughout the entire White House. And now there's jelly beans all over the Reagan Library.
Well, I want to go one step further. I believe... and I kind of want to believe this is real.
Secret Service is coming for this. Be careful.
Helicopters are just dropping on ropes.
Head to head. Coming for us.
The conspiracy I've heard is they needed to get the jelly beans in his mouth so he would chew and they could like put words in.
Oh!
Kind of a Mr. Ed.
That is fucking incredible.
I just gasped.
And they were not hiding the jelly beans. We'll just have them everywhere.
They needed him chewing so they could kind of drop in words. You know?
Like Mr. Ed?
My God.
That's the theory I've heard.
That is insane.
And I'm happy to continue that rumor. You know.
Oh, yeah. That's that's canon to me from now on. I'm telling everybody that from now on.
Okay, so there's a few reasons we picked
this.
Yeah,
let's see. Yeah, I've distracted wildly.
No, it's perfect. So this is, we have a segment on our show called Tasty, Tasty Taste Test.
Ooh.
We haven't done it in a minute, but, you know, this is, like, something we would do. We've tried, like, weird candy corn flavors, stuff like that.
Okay, right.
This is also something, as I'm from Utah also. I didn't grow up Mormon.
I know, this was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Such a rare find.
I know, but this did remind me, this felt like a Mormon game. It felt like a family home evening
type
of hang.
This is a sort of Mormonism I can hang on to. This is like this I'm on board with.
It's good fun, basically.
Yes, it is.
And as an aunt, I actually have played this with my nephew and it's very fun.
With this specific bean.
Yes, with a different, you know, not this. I didn't re-gift, obviously.
No, it was
this type of...
this game, yeah.
Okay.
This family of bean.
Okay.
Yeah. So the thing is, you spin... I mean, I think we should do a round, maybe, but you spin it and you... There's different beans in the little container thing, and then you pick one, and it can either be the gross one or the good one, basically.
Oh, that's so cool. So, like, if you get blue, it's like berry blue toothpaste, but there's grosser ones. There's like peach or barf.
Oh, God. Annalise, will you film this so we can get our reactions while we're eating these disgusting...
Booger or juicy pear?
Oh, my God. Who knows? Nervous. I don't want to know about the Jelly Belly person that was like, doesn't taste quite like a booger yet.
No.
Who's going to be up with this?
A little bit
this?
More bug to get in here.
Stinky socks or tutti frutti? There's okay. a lot of wow, dead fish
I'm
or
so
strawberry
nervous. I'm so nervous. Oh, boy.
Okay, Babs, do you want to be the master of ceremonies
sure.
here?
Yeah. Sure.
So remind me again what happens. We spin the wheel.
You basically spin it, and whichever one it lands on, you have to pick the matching Jelly Belly, but okay. it could be one of those two flavors.
Okay.
So I'll go first
okay.
just to...
You go.
Just so we can set it off. Okay, so I've got juicy pear
juicy
or booger.
Pear. Booger.
So it's this green one with yes. the little spots okay. on it. Here
What's
we
it
go.
Be?
All right.
Juicy pear.
Oh, unless you think that's what boogers taste like.
Because boogers are delicious.
Hard to tell. Okay.
And sweet.
Tess, you're okay. up.
Oh, it's on the line.
Would you want to go orange?
Tutti frutti.
Mm-hmm. Or stinky socks.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's hard.
Okay. I feel like stinky socks is
going
to be cheese. Kind of yeah. a cheese flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
here we go. She's consuming.
Tutti frutti.
I'm going to be the one person. And it'll probably like give me salmonella
poisoning. We actually pre-marked them all, so we
know
which ones.
We know what's going on.
Our witch. Okay, Brandy's up next.
Brandy.
I'm also juicy pear or booger.
Oh, okay. This is going to be interesting.
So that's like the green spotted one.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. I got one, so she does the odds are less on her side.
Oh, it's a booger.
What does that mean?
The fact that you had to think about it made me know that it was not the good one.
What could that possibly mean?
That silence went on forever.
It was me trying to manifest a different jelly bean into my mouth in the moment. I was like, I'm a powerful being. I can change the outcome.
How long did it take you to realize?
I mean, there was a moment of denial.
Oh, of course.
Where I was like, no, it hasn't happened. No.
Can you? Oh, I mean, what is the? What are we talking about?
It's
what
like
is
a
that flavor?
Saltiness.
Okay.
It's like a sweatiness.
Oh, right.
That's the thing with Jelly Belly. As we know, they're very good. Like the buttered popcorn tastes
good.
Just like buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they know how to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
Here we go. I'm gonna spin the wheel.
Here we go.
What have we got here? Blue. Which is
butter popcorn or rotten egg?
Butter popcorn or
rotten
egg?
Oh,
no.
Oh, I actually, and the worst thing about this is I also hate buttered popcorn flavor.
No,
this
is
a
lose lose for me.
One, I love that one.
Oh no!
Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter then. I'm just
right,
gonna.
That's kind of freeing, right?
Okay. And I did just mention I'm gonna get salmonella poisoning. So
yeah.
Breathing,
you
putting
got
it
this.
In my mouth. Chewing.
Doesn't look very happy. You can't tell.
I honestly could. Oh. No. Oh.
Eggy?
Oh, no.
The way that expands in your mouth.
I know.
That's again, it's so fun to watch it happen to someone because you kind of see it happen before they do.
That is because it starts sweet, which is even worse.
I know.
Like from going to sweet to egg.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it's hard because it goes. Maybe you didn't ruin your life, and then it just expands in your mouth. And you're like, oh no!
Oh, and there's no like, I really couldn't. Describe that to any other food other than egg. It's not even like salty or anything. It's just literally disgusting tasting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's horrible.
The hard part of this game, too.
I don't know why it's like making me tense up, even the thought of it. I mean, like, we know it's fake. It's just sugar and chemicals.
Right.
But it's like,
it's not, but again, they're good at it.
Yeah.
It's like that, the bad version of that Willy Wonka one where it tastes
the
like the whole
supper.
Meal.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say that whatever they're doing to get this flavor is probably worth 150 Diet Cokes. That is cancer.
I'm
to
so
get
sorry.
To
we
raw
took a few
egg
years
and a bean.
Off your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do we go one more round? A speed round?
It's up to
let's
you.
Let's do speed round.
Okay. I think because we need a chance to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
Get away with it.
Not thrilled about this.
Oh God, no. What is this one? Peach or barf? Oh God.
Peach or barf?
Oh, no.
Peach or barf?
I hate this.
Okay. This.
I better get
this
rewarded.
One looks good. This one looks good.
Peach or barf.
Yeah, you can't smell. It doesn't smell like anything either.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, immediate
barf.
Shock.
Immediate barf. Immediate barf.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is so gnarly.
It's like SpaghettiOs.
She hates stone fruit.
Ew, it's SpaghettiOs barf?
I mean, that is barf.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
What kind? Yeah, what kind of barf? That's the big question.
I had to swallow it as soon as I
could. What did you eat before barfing, would you imagine?
Yeah, SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
That
okay,
ain't like smart because that's what a kid would barf.
Yeah. It has like
or lemon
the
pepper
ass,
hash
it
browns.
Feels like the.
That's actually one of the options on the
special Bridger edition.
It feels like the acid. Like that's also you could like feel that.
Oh,
God.
Okay, Tess.
All right, Tess, get it.
This hasn't even happened to me yet, and I'm like so tense right now. Okay.
Okay, the wheel's spinning blue.
You also got peach or barf.
Oh, no.
Peach or barf.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. Should we try another one just for fun?
No.
Okay. This is how
okay.
It,
okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
This is how we learn.
Okay.
Okay, the bean is in.
Oh!
Oh, no. It's so bad. It's so bad.
This can't happen to me a second time.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to throw. You can.
You have so many beverages.
No,
use them. Use them. Call a beverage.
Spit it out if you
okay.
need to.
Awful. Okay, well, this is speed round. Speed round, that's barf.
Okay, all right.
Brandy, go for it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Make a real spin. I got. I'm going to do rotten egg or butter, right?
Okay, rotten
here,
egg or butter. Okay.
Here.
All right.
Tessa,
here
just.
Thank you.
Oh, rotten egg.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Okay,
the
rotten
egg is being chewed or butter.
Wait, she's got to know. Wait, the slow.
Oh, there we go.
It's an egg.
It's an egg.
Oh, it's really bad. It's much worse than boogers.
It's bad, right?
Oh, no.
But this is what I'll say. I really didn't know for quite a while, is this that other flavor I hate, which is the butter
right,
popcorn?
Right. It took you a minute, yeah.
Just use the butter to make the eggs.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
I like the butter popcorn, but I have always thought it had a little bit of a note of urine.
Oh, interesting. It does. Definitely. It's movie theater floor. That's what they should call
it. That's what it is. By the way, still have the barf taste in my mouth.
I also
out
hate
really
eggs.
Bad.
Oh, yeah, you hate eggs. It's bad.
Okay, we're spinning. All
right.
Okay, I've gotten
berry
what is this,
blue
black
or toothpaste.
Oh,
I'm so happy. Mint or tooth or blueberry.
Okay. All right, Bridger.
Oh, I get rewarded.
This is
blueberry.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good. Right. You know,
well,
I'm glad.
Ending.
Good things happen to good people. Let's just be honest.
All
okay.
Right. So,
close up this horror
this
show.
Not exactly a fun. I was like, we are also putting ourselves through.
I loved this.
But you know, I feel
I'm
like
glad
that
we
is us.
I feel alive right now.
Yeah, I feel
I
like
do
that
too.
Is us. We've
no,
done a
nice.
Lot of stupid things, and
yeah.
I feel like this is.
Yeah, this is great.
What a
on
game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful game.
I'm excited for you to pull us out, like, in a line or something
oh,
to challenge people.
That's a great idea.
You know,
yeah.
It travels well.
And now I'm seeing Band-Aid on there. This, to me, is
oh,
irresponsible.
Boy.
Again,
that,
great.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to up the uncle game,
Band-Aid?
Bring
we
this
found the answer.
Yes.
To the next hang. Because the kids, after I was playing this with my nephew, he just made me, I was just eating them, and he was just wanting to see my reaction.
Because it's candy, it's gross things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bean yeah. Boozled.
Bean
wow.
Boozled.
Oh my God, that was
wow.
so bad.
Wow.
Well, what an incredible experience. I've grown.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't expecting that to be that intense.
I know. The rotten egg.
Yeah, really bad.
Really bad experience.
Really,
for me.
Really awful.
And I was praying you weren't going to say, should we do another round? I literally was like, so thought I was going to be scot-free because we had initially discussed just doing one round.
No, I had to come out of this.
No, you had the win.
With a win. Mm-hmm. I needed a win today.
I will say, these
absolutely.
Are the ones we didn't pull, which were birthday cake or dirty dishwasher.
Okay.
Which mm-hmm. I have had, dirty dishwasher, which I've had and tastes so much like, well, not that I know, but you,
but
know,
you
know,
you
know.
Right.
Yeah, you can tell.
Cappuccino or liver and onions.
Okay, well, liver and onions, to argue
it.
For, is a thing people eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to.
Not
but.
Me,
toasted
yeah.
marshmallow or stink bug.
Stink bug. Mm. Okay, that's not happening.
Mm. And then pomegranate or old bandage.
Old bandage, to me, someone should be fired for that.
Yes, I know.
No one knows what that tastes like.
No.
Just imagine, just in the pitch meeting, there's just a guy in the corner who's like, what about an old bandage?
Just
old
picking
bandages.
At a scab or something.
Yeah, just stink
it,
lines above him.
I feel it was sort of a stroke of genius because they kind of did nail it. It's like, no one knows what that tastes like, but everyone
but you
knows
know.
What yeah. that tastes like.
Yeah. Like when you're at a, like a pool and you see one floating, we yep. all know that feels, it
yeah.
tastes like what that looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Some things have such a gross look that they have a taste.
Interesting. Yes. Very true. Very true.
Yes, I've seen it with my mouth.
That's why I don't know. There's a popular game. It's kind of gone out of favor, but like people used to like at old school baby showers have this thing where they would put
a diaper.
I hate in this a diaper thing so much.
Awful.
And it makes me. It made me like physically ill to look at. I was like literally like I'm a comedian and this is not funny.
It's not funny.
No,
it's rude.
It's really rude. It's yeah. so unappetizing.
Like we came with empty stomachs. First exactly. of all, I skipped lunch.
Exactly.
I can't eat out of a diaper.
No, yes. nor can I eat anything else after looking at that.
No.
No, I feel like I've only heard tale of this, but luckily never had to.
I worked with a woman once who did a cat litter version of it.
No.
Oh. What is wrong with a casserole that looks like cat litter?
No. Awful. Oh.
What are you?
No one wants this.
I mean, other than Mallory. Okay, well, I think now we should go from this game to another game. Let's just let's turn this into full game show.
All right.
Awesome.
We're going to play... I've never played this with multiple people, so I'm curious how this is all going to unfold. We're going to play a game called Gift Master, but first, I need a number between 1 and 10.
Do you have to decide together?
Yeah.
8.
Whoever calls it out first.
I'm whispering 8.
8's the most popular number, so that will satisfy all three of you.
Great.
I have to do some light calculating, so right now...
No.
Recommend, promote, you know what to do.
Okay. Our podcast is Lady to Lady every Wednesday on the Exactly Right Network.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
And we've been going for a long time. We got lots of fun episodes and it's a good time.
Yeah, the three of us are stand-up comics and we have a fourth guest on who's generally like another lady, funny lady of some kind.
Or
and
guys.
It's just,
or, yeah. Or,
yeah, we have like amazing guests from all over the place. Karen, Georgia, Bridger, you should be on soon.
Yeah, we need to get Bridger.
This is an invite. This is an invite on air.
You wait till you're in public. Okay, I'm good to go here. Listen to Lady to Lady. We've had such a good time here.
It's so been fun. So much fun.
We'll have a good time there. Listen to podcasts. Do whatever you want.
I don't care.
This is how we play Gift Master. I'm going to name three things you can give away, gifts, experiences, whatever. Then I'm going to name three celebrities. You're going to tell me which celebrity you would give which gift and why.
Ooh, okay. Fun. Okay.
There's no winners or losers here. This is just, well, you never know. Maybe you three are horrible at it and I declare you losers.
I'm very bad at celebrities, so I'm glad that... Are we competing? Are we together
as... We're competing as a unit?
No, you're just not even competing. You're going to we're going to discuss.
Okay.
And then we'll get to it.
Okay.
These are the gifts. So this first one's from a listener named Catherine. It's the metal shell of a vintage Jeep Grand Wagoneer, which is a... very specific thing. That's like something you'd see on the set of MASH or something.
Yes.
Number two, rapid hair loss. So that's an experience. Number three, buy one, get one at Famous Footwear. So that's a good gift.
Yes.
Jeez, yeah.
Now, these are the people you'll be giving them to. Number one, John Mayer.
Okay.
Number two, Lester Holt. And number three, Diane Keaton.
Okay, Lester Holt's like an MSNBC, or he was MSNBC.
Yes. I don't know where he is currently as a news anchor.
Got it.
And then Diane Keaton.
We love Lester. Yes. We love Diane.
I've actually worked personally with Lester.
You have?
Oh, excuse me.
At the the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics.
Oh, I saw Alanis Morissette there.
Did you?
Well, I was outside the fence, but I saw her.
That's pretty cool.
I worked like a PA job during it, and I would drive Lester Holt around.
Oh. Wow. So you really know Lester.
BFFs.
Nice guy.
I'm sure he remembers me. Yeah, he was nice. He was
okay. What do you think?
Is he a Jeep guy?
Yeah, he's a Jeep guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, he already kind of has like a receding hairline, if not completely gone,
I
would
say. Bald?
Yeah, like it's pretty up there, if not totally gone.
And I feel like it's without sin pregunta, we have to give rapid hair loss to John Mayer.
My first immediate thought.
Take his power.
That was exactly.
Please.
Yes. Exactly, of course, right away.
Yeah.
On stage.
The hair is
flying out of his head.
Yes.
I want that.
People are worrying.
Yeah.
Broadcast it like the moon landing.
You need to even things out a little bit.
Exactly.
Families gathered around the TV watching that happen.
Although it does make me a little sad because, like, as the ladies know, I do like John Mayer.
Okay.
Well, I don't dislike him necessarily.
He's very, like, it's like he's horrible. But I like him.
People like him. I'm not on board. I'm not on the good ship Mayer, but...
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be.
I have seen him perform, and it was very impressive.
People love the guitar skill.
Yeah, he's very talented. And, like, it's sort of like the Jelly Belly. It's like the Starbucks music. It's like...
Oh, sure.
Like, he's
just kind of an American principal at this point.
Yes. Ronald Reagan loved him.
Yes, definitely the hair loss.
Okay, hair loss to John.
Because I do think, yeah, he needs some humbling. We need to see what he is like when people, you know, when he's got a little less mojo and what he's doing with that.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's very smartly played.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then this is a hard one because the shell of the Jeep.
Oh, I think that's actually very easy. That obviously goes to Diane Keaton.
That's also kind of what it's
true. Tess, what do you think?
Lay out your logic. Here.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm just seeing it, because to me, I don't know this is true, but to me, she lives in Montecito. And so see it like in the backyard in Montecito being like incorporated into some cool sort of like water works.
Yeah. Oh, some succulents out the windows.
Yeah, succulents. That makes a lot of sense. Glass pieces. I see it very like rustic, chic, kind of like very mason jar, Ojai kind of.
Yeah. Right. She could replace the windshields with, or she could put in stained glass in the windows.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
I
mean, this. I just had this realization. I think Diane Keaton could live in anywhere that is the name of a Pepperidge Farm cookie.
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely.
She probably has a home in every one of whatever.
Are you kidding me? Milano? If that's a city, she lives there.
Yeah.
The thing I know about her is from a video of her like years ago cooking something in her kitchen when she's like looking at the camera and she's like, okay, I'm going to go get a fork. And she goes off screen and takes at least a minute to go elsewhere and get a fork and come back. And you're like, where are this woman's forks? Like, she has a huge estate.
And where's this woman's editor?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm imagining her walking past a window, which beyond we are seeing the shell of the Jeep with, the succulents, et cetera.
To retrieve one of her forks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has friends that have taken wedding photos in front of it. Mm-hmm. It feels like a nice backdrop.
She also filmed a little video of her dancing to the Miley Cyrus Flowers song.
Oh, yeah.
It's very endearing.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And I can see that also being a set piece for that.
Exactly. Now I just want to be dancing with Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I
maybe we will be after we give her this.
Of course.
This could do it. So Lester Holt then for the buy what?
Yeah,
the BOGO shoes?
Yeah, BOGO.
Yeah,
BOGO,
that's
he feels like a deal. Like, like a deal.
He probably has big feet.
Mm-hmm. Big feet. I think he's on the move a lot. You know.
Well, and if he was an anchor, you're not seeing his shoes, which means he can get real crazy with them.
And
I think there's a thing with some men where like that's where their personality comes out is in the shoe.
Right.
You know? So
I don't know what he's getting at famous footwear that's really setting him apart though.
No,
that's
true. But I would argue I don't know a lot about Lester Holt, but I feel like he's in my head, he's very like standard issue kind of like old guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And old guys really like deals.
Oh, they love
and
a deal.
Boring shoes.
Yeah, he's not gonna stand in a sneaker headline.
No.
No.
But I also feel like famous footwear does get kind of the misfit toys sometimes that are like there's a reason no one chose that shoe.
I literally forgot that store existed.
Maybe
until
I should
now
start another S Corp.
Yeah.
Famous
footwear. I can't see you actually. Your company is named Mervyn's.
Just waiting for a cease and desist.
I'm so glad you brought this.
Yeah.
But Lester, tall guy, I assume he's tall.
Yeah.
I feel like he has that authority.
Have the right sizes then because like I feel like because I have big feet and I can find cute shit at Famous Footwear because I have like the fucked up size.
You get into Nordstrom Rack at the back there, they've got size 38.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on for fun. That's what I do. I kind of
I'm glad my size is a joke to you.
your entire size community should be ashamed.
Size community.
Wow, that was really beautifully played because I've only ever allowed one person to play it.
Oh.
And so to see three people come together in such an incredible laser-focused way
shows
that you three really
work well together.
You work well.
We do.
Okay, well, we're at the final segment of the podcast. This is called I Said No Emails. People write in to isaidnogifts@gmail.com with questions galore. Recently opened it up to literally any question because I don't care anymore. I'm bringing a real I care a little bit.
Yeah.
I care, of course.
But
I care.
It's good to
but
not
I'd love
care
to have
overall.
All sorts of questions.
What's
That's what I should
percentage
say.
Percentage you feel like you're at?
Of not caring?
Yeah.
Depends on the subject.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not caring what sort of question I get. I'm at a zero because I want to hear all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We've gotten so many gift questions and we still get a lot of gift questions, but you know, it's fun to occasionally just get some random thing. Yeah. Fortunately, today's is about a gift fortunately.
Okay. Great.
But they write in with questions. Will you help me answer a question?
Please.
I have a quick question. Are you a good gift giver?
Email. I'm horrible because I'm a bad decision maker. I spiral.
Oh, interesting.
Like when it comes time to buy my niece a gift, Full panic until the very last minute, and then it's a fine gift. It's like, although I did give her James and the Giant Peach recently, and she went crazy
That's
for it. It was one of those ones where she opened it, though, and was like, threw it to the side.
And now she loves it.
And now, yeah, she talks about it. So, but I'm a bad gift giver.
Okay.
Rapid fire. How do you three? I feel like you're good gift givers.
I pride myself on being a pretty good gift. I put myself up there.
Good. I think we're all pretty. I need to get better at it, considering that part of my profession has the title or has the word in the title.
You know what, Heroes? What I do, I think this is good advice. Like someone in your life, who you're, like, you know, your significant other, someone in your family, don't just do it when it's going to be near their birthday or Christmas. Like at random times when they say something that's like, oh, it would be cool that. Or like, this is something I've always wanted. Make a little note in your phone so that when it's time to get them a gift, you have the idea.
Yeah, I make a little note in my brain and then forget within a half hour.
Yeah, the brain notes don't generally work.
Simply don't work.
Yeah,
I don't have any recollection of the rest of this episode. Okay, let's see here. What's going on with this person? It says, Dear Bridger and disrespectful guest, singular, but we'll tack an S on there. I recently got married and we opted to have a very small, non-traditional wedding. We had one rule, no gifts. Cease and desist is coming to you, baby. But of course, many of our family and friends disobeyed, including several who were not even invited. My mother called to remind me to send thank you cards to the gift givers. While we appreciate the gesture, one of the reasons we chose to do a small, no gift wedding was to avoid the fuss of traditional wedding gift etiquette. Am I really required to send thank yous for gifts I did not ask for or really even want? What are my obligations here? Frankly, I'm more tempted to send thank yous to those who followed the rules. I figured you of all people could relate to the trauma of unsolicited gifts. Please help me keep my cool with these insolent gifters. Truly yours, Kat.
Ooh.
Great question.
We're dealing with a very ungrateful person.
That's true.
Deeply ungrateful.
Let's just put it out there. Kat has... She doesn't appreciate anything. No, so let's keep that in mind.
Right.
Well, so here's my thing. So you were given gifts, and I'm assuming gifts is not money. Because I think that's like two separate.
It's probably.
And then if you didn't have a registry, then people are just flying blind on giving you. So I understand your annoyance. I do still think you need to, unfortunately, send the cards.
Send the cards.
If it's a person you're ever going to have to see again.
Right.
I think you got to do it.
I mean...
You've done that. You've done. Tessa's married.
I did the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I did the whole thing.
Seems exhausting.
It is exhausting. And like a wedding is really exhausting. And then the cards is like, it's like the color correction when you're turning in like a film project. It's like, God, fucking damn, are you fucking? I have to do this now. Yeah. So like you think you're done and then there's the cards. But I don't know. I feel like if you're this averse to it, don't do it. Because as much as it was a bit of a pain in the ass, I just kind of had a glass of wine and watched reality TV. And I enjoyed writing that. I am quite the opposite of this listener. I love writing cards.
Oh.
So I think if there's no joy in it for you, it's not a big enough deal as the other person. And you didn't ask for gifts. So I don't think that she should if she doesn't want to.
Okay. Gotcha. What about to the people who weren't even invited?
That's interesting.
We've got to draw a line somewhere.
Feels passive aggressive to send a gift to a wedding you're not invited to be like, if you had invited me, this is what you would have gotten. It feels very, it feels like an attack.
Yeah,
frankly.
I'm here.
Yeah. I guess my opinion on that is it would depend on the level of, like, I had a couple people buy us gifts that weren't invited, but they were small gifts and I didn't mind. Like, I think as a very small gift, if you're not invited, is sort of like a, okay, thank you, you know what I mean?
Right.
I guess it depends on your relationship with the person, too.
Right. If I don't get an invite, you're not getting anything from me.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I've not heard of that.
You're out of my life.
Yeah. That's true.
That's it. What about a postcard? What if you got a couple thank you postcards done and you just said thanks?
I think it's the same amount of annoyance. I don't think it's that much of a difference.
Well, the envelope's removed from the equation.
Much cheaper postage.
I think
it's the same postage.
A card?
No. Postcards are cheaper.
They've got a few cents cheaper, I believe.
Yeah, it's like 34 cents. 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you have to buy a different stamp than like a rubber stamp? I mean,
I guess it's a trip to the post office.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to this listener. It's a bit of a pain in the ass. That's why I feel like...
Of course.
I personally think it's a little tacky? Yeah. But I think if you're feeling this, digging your heels in the ground about wanting to be tacky, I think be tacky.
Own the tackiness.
Yeah. I mean, knowing my... I would rather just send out the thank you cards than deal with my mom bugging me about the thank you gifts.
Because I know
their obsession with thank you cards knows no bounds in my family. And you are very disrespectful if you don't send one. So I would just do it just to do it, you know?
So ultimately, Kat is trapped.
Yeah.
Kat is absolutely trapped. Don't send the thank you cards. And I mean, what was the actual question? I think that's what it was. What are the obligations?
Should I send
don't. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Cut those people out of your life.
Yeah, never speak to them again. Block them.
Move to a new country.
Do a lot of videos of you using the gifts they sent.
Yes. Build a career off of it. A fortune. Don't thank them in your Emmy speech. Well, we answered her question more than perfectly.
Yeah.
I think so.
She should be paying us. She should be sending us.
I thought we were getting paid for that.
You are. That'll come later. Great. Get back to me in a few years.
Oh, and Bridger, we do expect a thank you card from you.
Yeah, of course.
I am looking forward to getting like a 30-cent check in the mail from Mervyn's in 4 years.
Everyone remembers Mervyn's as this commercial, right? Open, open, open.
Oh, I do remember that one. No. I do remember that.
No.
And they went out of business?
It's so catchy. I don't know.
Was it like 30 seconds of that?
It was people trying to open the door. They were waiting for the doors to open.
It was a mom. Oh. Was like, yeah.
It was like a riot outside the
riot
store.
Yeah. Everyone wanting to get into Mervyn's bed. And then like the POV was like, you're inside Mervyn's, and the mom's against the glass going, open, open, open.
I do remember that. The Great Mervyn's Riots. Well, I've exposed my connection to Mervyn's, and let's hope it doesn't ruin
me. Oh my God.
But you have to live honestly. Yeah. Honestly, openly, and out loud. Mervyn's. See, that would have been a better slogan for Mervyn's.
And more of them would be around if they had gone with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you three, what incredible gifts, what experiences. I've got something to remember. I've had a horrible time with the candy. I couldn't have had a better time with the three of you.
Aww, we
had a
blast. Either. This was great.
And we're all, as far as I know, hydrated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Starting and ending hydrated. Who could ask for
more? We will not be complaining of being parched as we...
I better not hear a single complaint. A rumor. Gossip.
I was going to say, there was on the podcast rumor mill that you were leaving your guest parched. So
we didn't want to
someone
know.
Was hospitalized. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And listener, the podcast is over. I want you to do something else. I don't care what it... I do care what it is. I care so deeply about what it is. I'm sorry for bringing this attitude. I don't know what it is in me today. It's the heat. Blame the heat. I care about what you do next, so be very careful. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nelson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
When I invited you here, thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is present enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey me?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!